All right, here's another broadcast partner that we always look forward to having a conversation with every single Saturday. Sometimes the news, we're just loaded down with it. Other times it's not quite as heavy. That's the case as it was last week. Not a whole lot happening there in the European Union or the continent of Europe as well. But we wanted to get a hold of Dr. Rob Congdon. He's a man that keeps a focus on that interesting part of the world. And we always want to have him available for us. In fact, he's on the run. But he can't hide. No matter where he goes, we're going to catch up with him. Rob, actually, where are you right now?
We're in Wald Lake, Michigan. That's just west of Detroit, a beautiful part of Michigan, and just kind of relaxing between trips to churches.
Well, that is fantastic. You have some family up there with you?
Yes, we have our daughter Faith and her husband David. They teach at a local Christian school here. So it's an opportunity to see family, to visit the church, the pastor there, and some of the other people, and to visit as visitors, which is always a pleasure also.
Absolutely. I'm going to try to do that sometime myself. That sounds like a good idea. We'll have a good little bit of a respite there, but I'm going to have to keep you for a couple of minutes here to get some information out of you. Let's reflect. You're not in Europe right now, but you have been there. You've lived there for many years. Reflect with me, how is Easter? We're focusing somewhat on Easter today. We talked about Passover just a moment ago with the rabbi. But Easter, is there great church attendance? I know here in America and other places I've been, you know, you could be a CE Christian. Christmas and Easter, that's always traditionally the time when people go. Is that the same in Europe?
It's a little different. The state churches, yes, see an increase in people attending. The more independent, what we call like a Bible church or independent Baptist church, sees the same people. They're very consistent in their attendance. What you do have, though, is, if you will, this will sound like a contrast of terms, a secular Easter that is widely observed in Europe, and especially in Britain. It is a major holiday. They recognize it as such, and there's very much people are involved family-wise. I wouldn't call it a religious holiday except in title, but they do recognize that it's the big weekend, and many go away and take the whole week. So there's a lot of involvement about Easter, but very little heart involvement in the concept of resurrection and Easter Sunday. So in one sense, it's great that they recognize it. The other, it's sad because they've missed what the purpose is.
Yeah, is it the Easter Bunny type of Easter?
No, it's not even that. It's more just family and time for vacation and holidays. They get the days off. So there's Good Friday is off. They'll get a Monday off. And for many of them, that's when they'll take their week holiday with the family because the kids are off from school.
Will it be a time when they can kind of get their minds off of the economic crisis that's going on? And is that kind of sitting steady right now? I understand earlier this week there was a man in Greece that actually committed suicide because of the fact he was concerned he couldn't live with the budgeting that they are going to be doing there in Greece. Do people have an opportunity to kind of get their mind relaxed as well?
I would say that they would like to, but they aren't. That is the issue. And when we talk about kind of slow news week, if you will, it's almost like people are keeping it to themselves. They're worried. There are strong suggestions of another possible recession. They are finding out that, like, Greece and Italy say they're going to take all these austerity measures, but they aren't really meeting any of their own goals themselves. And so people are really, there's an undercurrent of worry. And so I would say that that's really always present. They're always thinking about it. Remember, Europe, when it has suffered in the past, has suffered. We as Americans see some down times financially in our economy, and yet we kind of move on. That's not true over there. They're very sensitive to it, and I would say that's prevailing right now. It's very prevalent with them.
Yeah, it's hanging like a dark cloud over all of Europe at this point in time. And even though there may be some of the countries, as you mentioned, there Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal possibly, could default in the near future, it's going to affect the entire European Union, all the membership, the 27 member states there. There is an article that I read. I sent it along to you. Not sure you got it. The title of the article is Towards a More Secure Europe. And it looks to me like the United States is starting to unfetter the European Union as it relates to defense security with NATO. I'm not sure what the status is there. But is this a movement towards the European Union setting up their own military might?
Yeah, so what's very interesting, and we've both observed this in the past, there is a growing sense in Europe that they need their own army. We know that as far as the European Union is concerned, they've always felt they eventually would need it. In the meanwhile, they've depended on NATO and largely the American support through it. But they're aware of it. The problem is, how do they pay for it? This is one of the reasons they've been able to have so many social programs, because they didn't have a large defense budget. What I see different now is that they're starting to, not sure they can count on the U.S. as much. Certainly some of the comments recently with the president there of Russia, between our president. And also they're sensing, and this is the significant point of the whole thing, they're sensing they need a European Union army, not just strengthening their own individual armies. They recognize they're going to need a coordination, that that's only possible through the European Union, and therefore, you know, the mindset is moving quickly toward a union army instead of just individual states. I think that's significant both in current world affairs and in the prophetic future that we would foresee through the scriptures.
Well, let me just extend that bit of our conversation a bit more. The prophetic scenario laid out in God's Word, you're a teacher of Bible prophecy. You travel all over the world doing that. You're also an author. You've written several books on the subject and an expert on the European Union. Our conversation has talked a bit about this morning, the opportunity for the European Union to put a military force in place. It's also talked about the economic crisis, and you and I have talked about the fact that the member states of the Eurozone and or the European Union are involved in trying to put a across-the-board structure, economic structure, to bring everything under control. This does sound like Bible prophecy happening right in front of our very eyes.
Oh, absolutely, and we keep using the phrase, but it's very fitting. The stage seems to be set, being set for what I have called the final act. Is that what it's happening? And it's hard to avoid those conclusions. We realize that we could be a little premature in saying where we are in time, but these things, there's just too many things starting to come together at this point.
Well, and don't the European Union leaders continue to say the empire?
Yes, that's their thinking, and they have used the phrase, and they're a little cautious with the wording too much of that, because people get upset, but there's definitely a growing sense of among the leadership, let's say, of the countries, of the union rather than their individual sovereign states. So the trend is clearly there, and the pressure is growing. And I've just read several articles about the bureaucracy, the incredible power that a fellow sitting in a cubicle has that can issue and create a law in the European Union. That power is what's pulling the empire together and diminishing the power of the individual states.
Wow. Dr. Rob Congdon, as we talk about current events, it leads us directly into the Bible passages in God's Word dealing with a prophetic scenario that's going to unfold in the last days, and it looks like, as Rob said, the stage is being set for that to happen. Rob, have a wonderful time with your family, a little bit of a respite there over the Easter weekend, and a happy Easter to you. We'll talk again next week.
Oh, amen. May all of you rejoice that the Lord is risen indeed. Lord bless. Bye.